Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KSW, The Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. I have the privilege of talking to Billy Biohazard. We're here at Just Another Gig in Tacoma, Washington. First time having Biohazard in Tacoma, and my first time seeing Biohazard. I'm super excited. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited too, brother. And you just said to me, I'm like, this is the first time seeing Biohazard ever, or just with the OG lineup? So it's first time ever.
First time ever.
So it's our first time in Tacoma. Looking forward to that. And it's the OG lineup, the original lineup of Biohazard. This is the only lineup that matters. That's really it. You know, as we started, I'm Billy, Danny, Bobby, and Evan, and I, and did three great killer records together, and then we started splitting apart and grew apart and all this other. Now we're back together full circle and kicking ass and taking names.
And I'm just super excited to have you around and just have you in the Pacific Northwest. Like I said, first time seeing you. Do you have any history with this side of the country from your recollection? Anything with Biohazard in Pacific Northwest?
Of course.
Pacific Northwest in general.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends here. We've been coming here for years. Our first manager, Big Rich Frein, who's actually here, you'll see him. You can't miss him. He's like 6'11", 7'2". I don't even know how tall he is. He was our first manager. He lives here. We have a lot of good friends from here. I used to go snowboarding a lot with Hailman and a bunch of the riders up here. I had a brother who lived in Portland. I have some good friends in Proven, a band called Proven from Portland. So the Northwest, the weather, the vibe, the people, everything about it, I love. So I'm psyched to be here.
Do you let's just talk about it, because it's almost to be 35 years from one of my favorite Biohazard records. coming up. And I think about
you're making me feel old, bro.
And
now everybody knows.
I
am not 32.
Well, I apologize, but do you think about like I've been talking to a lot of hardcore bands over the years and talking about their just how do you ever think about your impact in just hardcore and metal just over these past 30 plus years? Because I think about like I've talked to bands over the years and like yeah, I do. Biohazard inspired me to do this, or my hardcore video is inspired by the Punishment video. And do you think about, you know, your impact just even today for even the bands that are playing these fests?
Honest answer, no.
Absolutely.
It's not like, it's kind of weird for us. It's weird that I still remember when there was four people that came to see us, and those were our four girlfriends, and they only came because they had to. So when there was four other people and there was eight, we started to discount the girlfriends, and eventually we banned them from coming to the show because all they did was start trouble. But then even the four people that liked us, we were like, why do they like us? We just do what we do. We always did what we do for ourselves. You know, it wasn't like we're trying to please anybody else. I guess we're more humble dudes. It's an honor to hear those stories. You know, Chris plays drums for Bulldoze and was in Punishment video. He was a little kid and we became friends. That was 35 years ago. Now he takes care of everything for us. So, and they're playing tonight. So, and he was like, dude, you guys are such a big influence. And now we're like, we live together on a tour bus. So those things are, it's always cool, but we're more just real and authentic dudes. We're not like, and the bands that I look up to, like bands like Metallica, Pantera, and even though we're friends with them, I hold them up here, and I don't hold us at a different level than you or Bulldoze or Chris or anybody else who's influenced by Biohazard. We're the same, you know. So, you know, I know it's not a big rock star answer, but that's the reality of it.
Well, I guess that goes like with a follow up question of, you know, when you were first creating these like first Biohazard records, did you think that you would be getting to do this today, or is that always like, yeah, I'm always going to do this?
So, in a roundabout way, there's two different answers to that, and they're completely opposite. One, no, we never set out to do anything other than just make a song, and writing one song at a time kept us out of trouble. You know, we started the band, we were all in the drugs and drinking and, you know, a real bad path, and suddenly, unintentionally, we were more interested in making music together than we were, you know, I'll tell you this, I have no problem saying this, it's embarrassing as f***, but I'm proud as hell that we got over this thing. But we named the band while we were smoking crack, Evan and I and Anthony Mio, our first drummer, and then quickly we were more interested in going to the studio. We rehearsed Wednesday night, Friday night, and Saturday. If we had a show on Saturday, we didn't play, or vice versa. But that's what we looked forward to, and suddenly that gave us a different thing to look forward to, a different purpose in life, rather than being up, you know, ups and on a more destructive path. So that's one side. But the other side, I played my first punk rock band, was called Museum of Corruption. I was a little kid, and my the guys in the band quit, and they're like, we don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? We're gonna play CBGBs one day, and trust me. And they're like, nah, we don't want to do it. We want to stay focused on school. The singer of that band, Chris Giudice, we're still best friends. He went on to become a lawyer after college and then became a successful lawyer. Then he was a judge. Now he's a full-time sitting judge in New York. And so he went on to do great things. I continued with my drive and my focus. And there's a song called I.6. It kind of deals with some of that. It's on the new record. And how sometimes people doubt you and they don't give you all the support in the world, you know? Even my pop, I love him to death, but he was like, you don't play in band, you can't make anything with the bands, you gotta stay in school. I'm like, no, pop, I'm gonna do something with it. And I did, you know? So it wasn't like I was shooting for the stars, but it was realistic goals. CBGB's was the first goal. Then it was getting a record deal when everybody hated us, and we eventually did. And then that sucked. So we got off of that record label. There's such a long, great story. We're working on a documentary
for a long time about the history of Biohazard and the ups and downs and all the spin arounds. And I can't wait for that to get out. But that's just a little sliver of the beginning.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And just talking about it from it, what would you say just like your mindset from urban discipline to now, just like there seems to be a lot of commentary in the on the world from you, from these records. Do you feel like there's any change in just your viewpoints or mindset from To Divide and We Fall?
My viewpoints?
Yeah.
The big Bob Beach, come and say hi. I know. What's up? We're doing a live interview. Bobby Hamble just walked in.
What's up? What are we doing?
MTV.
Hey, yo, MTV, what's up?
Seattle Radio.
Seattle Radio.
Appreciate it, guys.
Seattle Radio with video.
With a little bit of video.
I just talked about him. Rich, I just talked about you.
First manager to pull us out of the streets and teach us how to organize ourselves and make something of a band.
That's our first manager.
Yeah. He's right here tonight.
I just said the same thing. I just said it.
Dude, I appreciate all the knowledge. To wrap it up. Okay. Oh, I appreciate it. What's something that you currently like as far as musically listen today, but maybe even something you always listen to that has been an inspiration to what you do?
So I'm gonna throw a couple curveballs at you.
Go for it. I'm ready for it.
Say
maybe.
Right now, Haywire, Bayway.
Love them.
We played with Haywire down at Furnace Fest. We took Bayway on tour. Love those dudes. And then this new this is crazy. They're from Angine de Poitrine. They're a French band. Weird as But the guitar player, it's a guitar player and a drummer. And the guitar player has a double-necked instrument. One's a bass and one's a guitar. And he used loopers. I don't know if you know what loopers are, but check those dudes. Freaky as out there. If you're into like more the music side of music, it's awesome. It's not hardcore. It's not metal. It's not punk.
but it's super interesting.
And to finish it up, with a expanding career is that you've had, what are some goals that you still have that you want to achieve, that you've set for yourself?
Just keep making music. I have a new Billy Bio record in the pocket. I get some time to record that. Son and I have a new Power Flow record. And if I could turn the day into, you know, just give me 12 more hours of the day, you know, instead of 24, I'd have more time, because I'm absolutely in love doing what we're doing with Biohazard. So to be back with the guys, I never thought it would happen, and it happened. And to be honest, I thought it was going to last for 3 shows. Then it lasted for 3 weeks. Then I thought maybe 3 months. And then it was 3 tours. And now it's been 3 years, and we got a new record we're psyched about. So now we argue backstage about how many new songs we're going to play, which is completely different when we were younger.
That's awesome. I hope for more years of Biohazard. I'm just so excited to have you here in Tacoma. My first time seeing Biohazard, and just seeing all my favorite songs, the new songs, and just thank you for coming here. Thank you for coming to the city of Tacoma. You know, small towns like this, they're kind of like an offshoot of the bigger cities. It's just like, it's so cool to see your favorite band like down the street from your house. It's so cool, and I love that's what Brainstem, Just Another Gig, and these fests get to bring to us. So getting to see Biohazard and not having to go through traffic to go to Seattle or travel, and get to see it in the place that I grew up, I've lived here my entire life, love it.
It's an honor to be here, Trevor. Thank you for your time, brother. We're looking forward to it. And I think the thing about Biohazard is we're part of an underground culture, and that culture has found its way into so many small towns. And sometimes you can go and have a kick-ass show in Tacoma, but then you play in Seattle and, you know, it's not so great. So it's all about that. And the roots go far. So we'll go wherever people want us. We'll play your backyard if you cover our expenses.
Absolutely. We're talking with Billy from the almighty Biohazard here on Metal Shop, KISW 99.9. Billy.
Thank you so much.
Respect. Peace, brother. Awesome. Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber, because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.